Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 3, 2022. How Kabbalah regards luck? Question. Most people believe that luck is something random that happens for some unknown reason. About 7% regard luck as something beyond our own control. Do you think luck depends on the person? Answer, yes. Luck depends on the person as far as it is in his power. After all, we can project luck for the future, and think in such a way that it accompanies us. Question. Some psychologists say that in order to be successful, you must follow four principles: be able to notice potential opportunities around you, listen to your own intuition, tune into positivity, and be philosophical about life's difficulties. What is luck for you? Answer. For me, luck is the same as for everyone, to achieve in life the goals that I outline. Question. Are there any special principles in Kabbalah that can help any person become the holder of luck? Answer. Yes. The fact is that we are in the field of the force called the Creator. According to Kabbalah, we can influence this field to be a positive, promising area so that it captivates us, and matches our goals. Therefore, Kabbalah regards luck as the fulfillment of correctly set conditions. These include my desire to get closer to other people, to get closer to the Creator through them, and to reach the state where I personally need nothing else besides this getting closer and good thoughts about others and through them to the Creator. If I am in this state, then I lack nothing. And so I hold on, live, and develop. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Medium published my new article, America's Baby Formula Crisis, Food for Thought. America faces an unprecedented food shortage in its most tender spot, babies. The infant formula shortage in the U.S. has activated a Cold War-era law to prioritize and speed up its production. In addition to it, U.S. Air Force flights have transported tons of imports of baby food from Europe in what is called Operation Fly Formula. It could have been a beautiful story if it were not so tragic and real. It touches a sensitive nerve, so we can rebuild society as a human safety net for everyone in the world. Week after week, parents and caregivers in America have traveled across states looking for baby formula only to find scarce supplies or empty shelves. The ongoing shortage of powdered baby formula in the U.S. has been caused by pandemic-related disruptions in the global supply chain and by the shutdown of the largest production plant of Abbott's Nutrition, the main supplier to the U.S. market, due to contamination concerns. How could such a crisis hit strong America? After all, it is not a developing country. It is a superpower that should be immune to such a crisis of an essential good. But this will not be an isolated incident. We will soon see many similar phenomena as a result of multiple variables affecting today's world. The baby food crisis in the US shows us that no country, big or small, rich or poor, is immune to food insecurity. No one can guarantee stability for the provision of the most basic needs for everyone, including to sustain children's lives. This is the unstable and vulnerable reality we live in today. More and more people and countries will be affected and will demonstrate how shaky the world is, as if teetering on one foot. We need to open our eyes and see that human society was not built as a system of mutual security with food and children as our primary concern. We failed to plan for the bad times during the good times. If we do not admit it, then our supply problems will only deepen. Our battered planet is able to give us everything, but we do not give it a chance to provide us with what is necessary, including food for the soul needed due to our broken human relationships. We spoil everything we touch due to our growing egoism that prevents us from being considerate of others. The purpose of this crisis is to shake us up and make us grow to understand that we have no choice, that in the scale of priorities, before money, respect and education, we must make sure that every person in the world gets proper nutrition. So, besides baby formula, in terms of food security in general, we can choose fertile areas like in Siberia or South America and turn them into global grain fields that provide everything for everyone. The only condition is that there is a real desire to feed and benefit everyone without transforming it into someone's personal business for individualistic profit at the expense of others' suffering. Perkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, teaches us, if there is no flour, there is no Torah. Indeed, food should be the basis of our human concern. If we are not able to provide bread for everyone, we will not be able to grow and elevate the human species to a level higher than the corporeal one, to the level of mutual care and balance. In such a state we will lack nothing and we will be able to guarantee a good future for our children and for all of society. Tune into positive thinking. Question. Many researchers in the field of psychology say that lucky people are extroverts who are charged with positive emotions from communicating with other people, from making new connections. Is there a direct connection between luck and communication with other people? Answer, yes. In general, humanity has long understood this: if you want to be happy, be happy. It all depends on the person. Comment. One of the distinguishing features of lucky people is to evaluate luck even when unpleasant events occur. My response: relatively, we must understand that everything that happens occurs by the supreme will. Therefore, we need to treat everything as it is said: everything that is done is for the best. In everything, try to tune yourself to a positive way of thinking. Try to connect with the Creator, who is an absolutely positive upper force that controls everything. Then I can feel and constantly discover myself in the field of influence of a good upper force. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. The link between man and the Creator. Question. When a person attains the upper force, the Creator, do other people disappear from his sensation? Answer. They are like a link between him and the Creator. This structure always remains. This means that you and the Creator exist, only you also include all other people. You will begin to feel them as your eye. They will be so close to you that only through them will you be able to reach the Creator. Otherwise, you will not feel him, you will not be able to get close to him. Question. Does measure of connection with the Creator depend on the number of people with whom I can unite? Answer. Also from the quantity of people. Question. Is it possible that all people on earth are so dear to a Kabbalist? Answer. He sees that they are parts of his soul. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 10, 2022. Special sensitivity of the Kabbalists. Question. Is a person with spiritual memory no longer afraid of any cataclysms? Answer. No, he is afraid. If he still exists in the body, then he cannot go anywhere. Kabbalists get sick and suffer physically just like ordinary people, and even more so. We can say that they feel all cataclysms before other people, both through the spiritual on their corporeal body, and through the corporeal on the spiritual one. In this sense, they are more sensitive and more vulnerable because they also have a subtle body. So a Kabbalist is not protected more than other people. And why should he protect himself? After all, we are talking about Kabbalah as the science of bestowal, love, and connection with others, and you suggest isolating yourself from everyone. Therefore, a Kabbalist, by being connected with everyone else, feels these blows and sometimes feels them first. From Cab TV's Close-Up. Poll Inversion, May 15, 2011. Bound by mutual connection. Comment. Today the world has taken on a global dimension, where people feel that they are somehow interconnected. Kabbalah is called upon to completely change values and priorities and arrange them in such a way that human relations are built on the principle of love your neighbor as yourself, mutual support, and so on. My response: we have nowhere to get away from it. We will come to this decision anyway. Kabbalah simply gives us the opportunity to do this. When the so-called G8s, G20s, and not only political or economic forums, but any other public organizations gather, they talk about the need for collaboration. Today, everyone understands that collaboration is needed, otherwise the world will explode or spread apart. Question: if everyone understands this, then what does Kabbalah offer that is new? Answer: Kabbalah is not offering anything. It says, friends, you correctly understood that the world is one and we are at the mercy of some common world force that acts centripetally on us, always bringing us closer toward mutual interdependence. From year to year we become more dependent on one another, and more than likely, we can't even break this connection. That fact wouldn't change if some state wants to separate, withdraw from the world community, or try to provide itself with some kind of subsistence economy and thus isolate itself from others. It won't help. Today, all states, all people on Earth are connected from within by nature itself with some invisible ties so that they are not able to isolate themselves in any way. Scientists, political scientists, and sociologists talk about this, and everyone understands this very well. The only thing that no one has is the strength or knows how to come to this unification, or where to get the power that is opposite to our egoism that is trying to separate us, tear us apart, and directs us to suppress each other. How can we make sure that instead of this centrifugal force, we would reveal the centripetal force? Comment: but people don't feel this connection. My response: we are not talking about an ordinary person. We are talking about people who are managing the state, society, and technological development. They understand what the world is coming to, that today no country can separate from each other because we are small parts of nature. Nature has brought us to a state in which we are interconnected. And we cannot break this mutual connection. From CAB TV's close-up. Europe Today, January 26, 2011. Combining two worlds within yourself. Question: is it by chance that Earth is the third and only planet in the solar system capable of sustaining biological life? Answer: there are certain natural conditions on Earth for creating life the way we perceive it in our sensations. These conditions are ideal, although they change within a certain framework. There are no such conditions anywhere else in the universe. You can look for all kinds of aliens. They are nowhere to be found. Naturally, we can talk about Mars as Earth's past and Venus as Earth's future. This is clear from astronomy. But, the fact is, there are special conditions on Earth that stem from our universe, our galaxy, that is, the Milky Way. In the solar system, Earth's relation to the Moon and the Sun is Mulkhut, Zeran Pin, and Bina of the world of Atzilut. This is how it works in the upper system and leads to such consequences in our world that ideally coincide, stay in a certain rhythm with each other, meaning, minutes, hours, years, etc., and constantly moves us forward. These rhythms are embedded in the cosmic system itself because this is how they descend from our souls. First, a system of souls was formed, an upper system. Then, as a consequence for its realization, our universe, the solar system, and the conditions of life on Earth were formed. However, all the stages of development that we have passed and are going through on Earth have already been passed by us, in the spiritual world. While we are still on this Earth, we must combine our spiritual qualities with earthly ones so that a person standing with 2 feet in this world is simultaneously in the upper world, that is, a person by having revealed both worlds simultaneously exists in them both. Nature leads us to this. It does not let us live in peace in the material world, It pushes us to realize that if we want to live well, we must simultaneously reveal the upper world and combine both worlds in ourselves. Then man will really be above nature in the quality of bestowal. He will become as global and integral as the whole of nature. He will control it, be above it, around it, and include the whole of nature in him. Only in this way will we be able to avoid very serious upheavals. From CapTV's close-up. Poll inversion May 15, 2011. The nation on an ideological basis. Question: if we look at the entire development of mankind, did Israel and the Jews develop only under the influence of blows from the nations of the world? Why? Answer: because it makes no sense for them to develop individually. After all, Israel is a group that Abraham created 3,700 years ago in ancient Babylon to direct them to the Creator, and therefore are called Israel, straight to the Creator, which means straight to the attainment of the upper world. This is in order for the person during this life to reach the degree of the spiritual world and begin to feel his state as eternal, perfect, and infinite. Abraham recruited disciples from the ancient Babylonians and gathered them together. A group was formed, which then became known as the nation. Therefore, the nations of the world are right when they say that Jews are not a nationality. It is actually not a nationality. From CapTV's close-up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how do you get the most out of a relationship? We can get the most out of a relationship by first taking into account that we are parts of nature's interconnected and interdependent system, and that we each have roles toward one another in this system. That is simply how nature sets us up. We have to accept this as a given and seek how to correctly use this given, that is, to give each other the opportunity to correct ourselves, to upgrade the way in which we view ourselves and the world as interdependent beings, in order to connect in wholeness and perfection. In other words, it means that we need to reach a state of ever-increasing love between us. When we aim ourselves at achieving a state of mutual love in the shortest possible way, then it doesn't matter what we experience on the way there. Everything is headed toward a final state of love. If it will not happen right now, then it will take place in a few years, and if not in a few years, then in a few incarnations. Therefore, when we enter into a relationship, we should aim at no less than a state of complete and perfect love. Based on the video How to Get the Most Out of Any Relationship with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Yale Eschterlander and Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.